We had a funny fellow in Sicily that many stories are told about. Many, 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 many stories. Entire books are devoted to this fellow. His name is Giuffa. Giuffa was a very strange boy. He dressed as he pleased. He did what he wanted. And he didn't seem to care about what other people thought of him, but he didn't seem to care in a very deep way. Si conta e si racconta che una volta Giuffa. Now, it is told that once Giuffa went out into the countryside in his usual manner. His belt was a piece of rope, and his pants were torn, and he had two different color socks. As a matter of fact, he had two different color shoes. He had a bad shirt on, and it wasn't because he couldn't have other things. It was because he just didn't care. And his mother called after him and said, Giuffa, why are you going out into the world dressed like that? But he said, lasciami stare, lasciami stare. He said, leave me alone, I'm all right. Now, when he went off into the countryside, it got to be around 1 o'clock, and his stomach was talking to him. It was growling, and he was hungry. And all of a sudden, he smelled the most marvelous smell. Something was cooking not very far away. It smelled like grilled chicken. Maybe it was grilled peppers with it. Grilled onions as well. So he went into this courtyard, and there was a farm, a great farm. And the men were cooking their midday meal. They had great pieces of meat and vegetables all cooking on the grill. And in one other place, they had a great pot boiling for pasta. When they saw Giuffa, they stopped and turned. And he said, Signori, signori, sirs, sirs. And he hardly got out of his mouth, please, can I eat something with you? When they said, who are you? Get out of here. Get out of here. And they shouted and shooed him, and pretty soon the dogs were out after him. And he ran, ran, ran all the way home. And when he got home, he opened the door. Ma, he said. Santa rico, figlio, she said, as he sat down. Chi c'è? E cufo? What happened, and who did it? Oh, he said, Ma, I don't know, I don't know. I was hungry. I went to this place. It was a great big farm. The men were cooking, and when I asked them for something, they threw me out. She looked at him and understood. She said, ah, I understand this. So she got herself a little box, and in it she put some nice stockings she had knitted. She made sure she polished his boots. She put in it a beautiful pair of pants, one of his good shirts that was embroidered. She got him a beautiful gileco, a wonderful vest, and a green hunting jacket and a great cap. And when she had assembled them all one day, she said, all right, Giuffa, put on these clothes. So he put on all the clothes that his mother had gathered. What did he care what he looked like, one way or another?